Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with the goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about COVID pass. Some type of identification to show that you have been vaccinated for COVID-19. That's on the fast track today. In fact, let me just drop this little tidbit of information in. With the millions of doses of the vaccination that's being prepared, already been prepared, and the process of getting ready to be shipped across America for the hospitals and the doctors, et cetera, to administer. In the little box there of the COVID vaccination, there's the serum itself, the needle, the syringe, and a little card, like an identification card, that when that vaccination is administered, the one that is administering it is to fill it out, name, address, phone number, and that you have been vaccinated. That will go in your wallet. We'll talk about that further in this broadcast. Listen, I'm wanting you to understand, this is the precursor to the ultimate chipped vaccination that I believe shall come in the next few months. It will supersede the card type vaccination passport that will be given with these first vaccinations. Here's an article, supposed to be fact-checked. It's out of USA Today. It says, Feds buying syringes that may have RFID chips, but no evidence of COVID-19 vaccination required. The Defense Department ordered enough pre-filled syringes with RFID tracking devices to prepare for military-backed forced coronavirus vaccinations. A claim stating that the U.S. government has ordered syringes with RFID tracking devices ahead of vaccinations for coronavirus has gained much attention online, this article says. The news release outlines a $138 million contract between Department of Health and Human Services, DOD, and AlphaJet Systems of America, a manufacturer of prefilled syringes. The partnership will launch Project Jumpstart and Rapid USA, two efforts that will expand the production of U.S.-based injection devices. Jumpstart will enable the manufacture of more than 100 million prefilled syringes for distribution across the United States by the end of 2020. Defense Department spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Mike Andrews stated in his news release. Now, you can 99 that as much as you want to. You can say it's not so, and it won't happen. But, ladies and gentlemen, Bill Gates has already been behind the scenes for years and years and years now, doing some, preparations for what could be done with a pandemic and how it could utilize, he could utilize the pandemic in order to introduce his vaccinations with the chip in them. Yes, with RFID ink spot under the skin that will not be felt or seen other than by an RFID reader. Here's an article that says, will the COVID-19 vaccination be mandatory? COVID-19 vaccination may become available before the end of the year. This is an article written about a month ago, a long-awaited milestone in the coronavirus pandemic for some, and sources worry for others. More than a third of Americans, 35%, say they won't get they wouldn't get a free U.S. government-approved vaccination if it were ready today. Ladies and gentlemen, that number's jumped from 35% now to over 50%. Over 50% of Americans that have been polled suggest that they will not consider submitting to the vaccination. I'm not talking about just Christians. I'm talking about across the board, Americans in general say that they will not by 50%. That's according to Gallup survey. Previous polls found that many people were reluctant to get immunized, worried about the safety of the vaccine that's being developed with unprecedented speed. In Virginia, the health commissioner has said they planned on mandating the vaccine. That's in Virginia, ladies and gentlemen. They planned on a forced vaccination. A key member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force assured that it would not happen. Dr. Fauci said that he would definitely not support a nationwide mandate. But ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Fauci has also said that it's needful for us to have a ID card of some type to show that we have been vaccinated. Here's the article. In fact, he was on CNN. And the question was, can you imagine a time where Americans could carry certificates of immunization? Dr. Fauci said, that is possible. That is possible. It is a fact, ladies and gentlemen, that's part of the process. When the vaccinations are given, they will, and by the way, as we'll discuss further in the broadcast, it's not just one shot. It's not just one injection. It's two for the Pfizer vaccination, and it'll be three for the Moderna vaccination, as I understand it today. But it will be a fact that there will a definite, indisputable fact that they will institute some type tracking to make sure on the basis that you've had your first vaccination, you still need your second one. Identification they're claiming now will show that you've had one and there's still one to go, or you've had two and there's still one to go. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a tracking device, and we'll talk about it further in this broadcast. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Are you concerned about the vaccine? Are you willing to take it? Will you be the first one to step up and say, here's my sleeve rolled up, give me the injection? Interested to understand your mentality and your thoughts behind that. Give us a call at 831-0917. You don't have to identify yourself if you don't want to. But tell me, are you going to take the vaccination? Are you willing to do so? Are you unwilling to do so? And on what basis? Why will you refuse the vaccination? Will you refuse it because of your fear of it? Will you refuse it because it's under the Trump administration's development? Will you refuse to accept the vaccination because of what? I would love to hear from you. Here's an article that says, your papers, please. Is this the COVID new normal? If Joe Biden prevails, something will have to be done, and on multiple fronts, he said. But for now, let's just concentrate on the left's favorite pandemic, COVID-19, where the cure it has been and will continue to be exponentially worse than the virus itself. Then there's the much bollywood COVID vaccine, the experts say, is so essential that it will likely become mandatory. There's the term mandatory becoming more and more prevalent in any discussion, anything printed, anything written about the COVID vaccination. This despite the clear unconstitutionality of such a mandate, combined with the COVID non-lethality to the overwhelming majority of Americans. By overwhelming, I mean above 99% for all but a relative few. And we're already determined who those few may be, this article says. And it goes on to talk about who the few may be that will reject the vaccination. Here's an article that says COVID-19 vaccines. Can the government mandate COVID-19 vaccinations? The World Health Organization, WHO, confirms public and private companies are developing nearly 150 potential COVID-19 vaccinations worldwide. Ladies and gentlemen, there's about nine that's being developed in American laboratories, but on a worldwide basis, there are about 150 potential COVID-19 vaccinations that's being developed. This article says the COVID vaccine may not be the magic bullet that immediately allows us to return to life before COVID-19, but a vaccine may lead to closer to 70% of the world's population needing to develop immunity to the COVID-19 to stop the pandemic. World Health Organization listed vaccine hesitancy as one of the 10 major threats to the global public health. In other words, according to WHO, World Health Organization, and Dr. Tedros, which is not a physician, not a doctor, not a medical practitioner at all, but Dr. Tedros says that the vaccine hesitancy is one of the 10 major threats to global health today. In other words, they're touting it that if you say no to a vaccine that you're going to be a health hazard yourself and a health hazard to others. And so therefore, ladies and gentlemen, even though the government might say it first, they're not going to force it, not going to mandate it, not going to make it a legal requirement. It'll be forced through the different businesses. And then ultimately, when there is enough resistance, there will be a forced vaccination, especially, hear me, especially if Sleepy Joe, Basement Joe, Basement Biden Joe goes into the White House, if he's ultimately the victor in this debauched election, then there will be, in my most humble opinion, a forced mandate, a mandate out of the White House for not only the vaccination, but also for face coverings. They're not calling it mask now. They're calling it face coverings. I call it simply the masquerade. Here's an article. States have authority. The states have authority to fine or jail people who refuse coronavirus vaccination, according to an attorney. Dateline San Diego. As drug makers race to develop a vaccine against the coronavirus, several legal questions are emerging. Could the government require people to get it? Could people who refuse to get roll up their sleeves and get could they get banned from stores and or lose their jobs without the vaccination? The short answer is yes, according to Dr. Fox, a law professor and the director of the Centers of Health and Law and Policy Biotechs of the University of San Diego. Quote, states can compel vaccinations in more or less intrusive ways, he said in an interview. They can limit access to schools, limit access to your jobs, limit access to the people that you speak to or come in contact with unless you get the vaccination. They could force them to pay a fine, even lock you up in jail if you refuse the vaccination. Fox noted authorities in the United States have never attempted to jail people for refusing to be vaccinated. But other countries like France have adopted aggressive tactics of jail, fines, and prison for refusing it. But ladies and gentlemen, that's on the fast track for America as I see it today. We ought to understand we need to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves, as the scripture tells us. We need to understand that what is happening today will become prevalent after the first round of vaccinations take place. There will be a discovery, in my most humble opinion, that there is a need to force people because of the side effects, because of what they are fearful of, because of so many deaths that I believe is going to take place, and I'll read you some articles in a moment to validate what I'm saying. Because of that, there will be a major, major, major revulsion, a major rejection, a major refusal to take the second and third shot, or the second or third vaccination, as it would be called. And as a result of that, I believe the governors and the mayors across America will buy executive orders, just like you have buckled to put a mask on your face because of executive orders. You will be forced by executive orders that'll be shaming you, forcing you to take the vaccination, or you will not be able to go into any public building, any federal building, any state buildings. You won't be able to get on an airplane and travel. You won't be able to go in your local restaurant. You won't be able to go to Publix or to the big box stores, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Here's an article that says Corona vaccine should be mandatory. And this is coming out of Australia. If and when coronavirus vaccine is developed, it should be mandatory for Australia's 25 million citizens, the country leaders have already said. Morrison said getting the shot ultimately must be mandatory, the only way to make it possible for everyone to be vaccinated. Hear what I'm saying. It is becoming part of the vocabulary on a global basis to use the word mandatory, for a person to be forced to get the vaccination. It is one of the things that I've said. We've had the forced reception, acceptance, and the bowing to the mask, the temperature checks. Americans have already shown that we're a nation of people that will bow and bend and submit to almost any and everything that the government suggests, everything that the executive orders say, everything that the governors and mayors demand. We've already proven, ladies and gentlemen, it's not a matter of will we, it's already proven that we as a nation will submit to whatever the government says. I'm saddened to say that. I'm saddened to see that. I thought we had more resilience in America than that. I thought we had more spine in American backbones than I'm seeing today in America as multitudes bow and bend and receive the orders as though they're coming from God. We, ladies and gentlemen, have failed to recognize that God does not give us the spirit of fear, but of faith. We need to understand the scripture says in Colossians 2:8, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophies and vain deceit after the tradition of men. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what's happening today. You're told you need to have this vaccination. And why my neighbor's had the vaccination, Susie's been vaccinated, Joe and John and Jose's been vaccinated. Why shouldn't I get vaccinated? It's okay. They bowed. They're able to go freely. They don't have to wear a mask now. I'm still forced to wear a mask. That's going to be the strident thoughts across American population once the vaccination takes hold in America. We're on the fast track now for it. We've already accepted the temperature checks and the mask mandates, et cetera, et cetera. And now almost every governmental suggestion, executive order has been received and accepted. The next step is the total loss, I believe. The next step is the total loss, the total surrender of a Bill of Rights that we have today because of the COVID vaccination. No COVID vaccination authorization to move freely across the streets in America and to fly across the country. Here's an article that says, Dr. Fauci says whether anti-vaxxers would be forced to get corona vaccinations or not. Corona vaccines won't be mandatory, Dr. Fauci said, at this time. But he has questions about those that are apprehensive about receiving the vaccination. The health expert added that hospitals could implement policies where people who are not vaccinated, hear me, Dr. Fauci speaking, the health experts added that hospitals could implement policies where people who are not vaccinated will not be allowed to be in the hospital or even visit patients. That's how it will take place, ladies and gentlemen. The Gallup poll said recently that more than one-third of Americans are unwilling to get COVID vaccinations. People who refuse the vaccination would still risk infection with the novel coronavirus, which could lead to complications and even death, this article writer says. Ladies and gentlemen, the main thing is that we need to understand is that there will be a pathway to force the vaccinations. And that pathway to forcing it would be that you can't get health care, your health insurance will be canceled, you can't go to your medical doctor, your physician will not see you. Listen, it will come to a point where the physicians will refuse to allow you in their waiting room unless you can show that you have a COVID vaccination, i.e. COVID pass, COVID identification. The hospitals will refuse to put you in one of their beds lest you accept the COVID vaccination. Anything that is called governmental authority will be mandated via the professions, via the businesses, and most of all through the healthcare industry and the medical professions in America if you refuse to get the vaccination. Here's an article. District of Columbia Bill 230171, allowing children 11 years old and older to be vaccinated without parental knowledge or even consent. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, it's about a 10-page article, but it's very weighty in what it says. They passed a bill in District of Columbia that will allow the medical professions in and through the school system to vaccinate your son, your daughter, your grandkids, 11 years old or older, to be vaccinated without asking the parents, without telling the parents, without a consent from the parents, they will be vaccinated. And that is none other than coercion and forced vaccination is the way this will take place. Here's an article that says New York State Bar passes mandatory COVID-19 vaccination resolution. And it talks about in this resolution, ladies and gentlemen, that even with a religious exemption that we have historically had, that the COVID vaccination will be required of everyone in the state of New York. They're already pushing the envelope. They're already putting the foundation in the ground for that. This article says the Bar Association put special recommendation in the resolution to make it mandatory, even if a person or guardian objects by citing religious, philosophical, or personal reasons. That's right. A bunch of lawyers just decided for the people of New York that your Torah or your Bible means nothing when it comes to the federal government's mandate. The question is asking this article, what's next? And the answer is the chip, of course. That's on the agenda, according to those movers and shakers behind the scenes. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the COVID pass, forced vaccinations, the requirement to be vaccinated if you're going to be able to have any services or buy, sell, or trade anything. It is the precursor of the ultimate total fulfillment of that which will take place in Revelation after the church is raptured out and the man of sin, the Antichrist, the lawless one, steps on the scene. That's where we're headed on a global basis. Alan Dershowitz is wrong, this article says. Government can't compel you to take the COVID-19 vaccination. Harvard Law Professor Emeritus Alan Dershowitz has made quite a media stir by claiming that the government can force us to receive the COVID-19 vaccination if one is developed or when one is developed. And he says here, this writer says, let me put it very, very clear. You have no constitutional right to endanger the public and spread the disease, even if you disagree. You have no right not to be vaccinated, Dershowitz says. And if you refuse to be vaccinated, the state has the power, the authority, to literally take you to the doctor's office and plunge the needle into your arm, end quote. That's from Alan Dershowitz, the one that's renowned constitutionalist. And he happens to be absolutely incorrect when it comes to our Bill of Rights and what we have in that Bill of Rights. We need to be careful, ladies and gentlemen, of what we receive and what we accept in relationship to it. Here's an article that says, most of New York City firefighters say that they will not take or receive a COVID-19 vaccination. 55% of the New York firefighters polled over the last 3 days said they will not take the COVID-19 vaccination when it becomes available to first responders, according to the recent survey. The Fire Department of New York, the FDNY, will not require members to receive the vaccination, and thus it will be voluntary, but 55% have already said that they will not receive it. Here's the thing that we want to recognize, ladies and gentlemen. What are the problems? What are some of the side effects? What can some of the difficulties be? The article states here in large headlines, doctors say CDC should warn people that the side effects from COVID vaccine shots won't be a walk in the park. Now, ladies and gentlemen, just last evening, and it was recited again on one of the networks this morning, there was a warning, and the warning was simply this. If you're pregnant, or if you ever, ever plan to be pregnant, you should not take the COVID vaccination. Now, why is that so? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't take much research. It doesn't take much brain power, as I call it, to go back and find out that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation went into parts of Africa, I believe it was Nigeria and other states in Africa, and they offered free polio vaccines to every citizen, every person, primarily reaching out to the kids, as I call it. Everyone that took the vaccination had one of three things. Either they were paralyzed the rest of their life, or they died, or if they were female, they were sterilized, could not reproduce. Now, listen very carefully. Bill Gates and Melinda Gates, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Bill Gates grew up in a family where his dad was a high, heavy participant in the Margaret Sanger's eugenics plan through Planned Parenthood, as it's called today. Bill Gates is a eugenist. Bill Gates believes that we need to reduce the population around the globe by 150 million people. Bill Gates, sitting before the cameras with CNN just a few months back, when asked about the dangers of a COVID vaccination, Bill Gates made the statement with a smirk on his face. He said, we do realize that we will lose between, it's possible to lose between 750,000 and a million people. But then with another smile, he said, but what is that in view of the protection that we can give people on a global basis? Ladies and gentlemen, people will die as a result of this vaccine. A female will be sterilized for life as a result of this vaccine. Multitudes will be crippled for the rest of their lives because of it. Keep in mind, this vaccine has been tested on based on a global population. The tests have been run on a minuscule, may I say that again, a minuscule number of people. Many of them had side effects. We do not know yet what the long-term side effects may be, could be, or has already taken place, that it's unknown. We need to say no to a vaccine, is my most humble opinion. Here's an article that says, are Americans to get vaccination card to prove that they've taken the vaccination shot? This article, dated December the 3rd, 2020, Americans will receive a vaccination card showing that they've taken the COVID-19 shot, raising the prospect that airlines and venues could refuse service to those who have not been immunized, have not taken the COVID vaccine, cannot prove that you're COVID-free, is what it's saying. Quote, everyone will be issued a written card that they can put in their wallet, that they will be able to tell what they have had and what they have done. They will be able to tell them what they have had and when the next dose is due. Dr. Kelly Moore, Associate Director of the Immunization Action Coalition, told CNN. Vaccination clinics will also send records of who has taken the shot to the state immunization registries, and every dose administered will be reported to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Ladies and gentlemen, that is setting up a full total data bank, an ID data bank, to be used on a global basis. Everyone that receives the vaccination, that card will be issued. That information, your name, address, telephone number, et cetera, date of birth, all that's about you medically will be then uploaded to the data banks and the CDC prevention, et cetera, et cetera. This article also says we have previously highlighted while governments won't mandate the vaccination, venues, employees, and service providers could insist that the customers take the shot, given the polls that show nearly half of Americans have indicated they will not take the vaccine. This would create a huge number of people who would be denied the right to travel, be denied the right to buy, sell, or trade, or have any social life and movement. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's an article that was printed just a few days ago. So what I'm saying to you is we need to recognize that what we're headed for is a COVID pass. Here's an article that said COVID-19 vaccines are going to come with a wallet-sized card, and I've got questions about that, this writer says. The Department of Defense released pictures of the vaccination record cards that will be given to everyone receiving the COVID vaccine. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a COVID pass. It's the COVID ID that says that you've been vaccinated, you can move, and without that pass, without that vaccination card, you'll not be able to buy, sell, trade, travel, get medical care, get hospital care, or even go to your physician. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a danger ahead of us. We need to pray and look up, lift up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. Tune in again as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them, 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.